Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Today we'll study select passages from chapter 51, the longest in Sefer Yirmiyahu, which presents the culmination of the 10 prophetic missives Yirmiyahu composed about and for Babylon, begun in the previous chapter. Kah amar Hashem, hineni me'ir al Bavel ve'el yoshvei lev kamai ruach mashchit. Ve'shilachti le'Bavel zarim ve'zeruha ve'yevokeku et artza, ki hayu aleha misaviv b'yom ra'a. El yidroch hadorech kashto, ve'el yit'al besirn yono, ve'al tachmelu el bachoreha, hacharimu kol tzva'a. This is what Hashem said. Behold, I will stir up against Babylon and against the people of Lev Kamai a destructive whirlwind. I will send to Babylon foreigners to winnow her and empty her land, for they will encircle against her in the day of disaster. Aim for the archer bending his bow and for the one clad in armor. Have no pity for her young men. Destroy her entire army. Rashi explains that Lev Kamai is code for Chaldeans, the dominant group of warriors in Babylon, though literally it means the heart of those who defy me. For Ur Kasdim was where the ancient Chaldeans, led by Nimrod, built a tower to rebel against the God in heaven. In the alliterative style so typical of Yirmiyahu and lost in translation, he wrote, Vishilachti le'Bavel zarim ve'zeruha, to indicate that alien nations will come and scatter Babylon's population in every direction, punishing this empire measure for measure, displaying no sympathy as they had shown no mercy when they conquered Israel. The seeds of Babylon's destruction were sown when they invaded Eretz Yisrael with wanton brutality. Hashem accuses the Babylonian Empire of defying all moral law as they grew ever more arrogant and believed that no force in heaven or earth could overcome their might. Babylon did not emerge as the powerful empire dominating the Fertile Crescent because they were wiser or more virtuous. They devastated the Judean kingdom and slaughtered indiscriminately, only because Hashem had removed his special protection from the nation that had betrayed its covenant. Hashem uses the cultural propensities and ambitions of any nation to serve his mysterious divine plan. But its people remain free agents in choosing how they exercise those traits. When they believe they are invincible and can murder and pillage with impunity, they are finally held accountable by God. We can only imagine the profound satisfaction that Yirmiyahu felt when he was granted visions of God's judgment of Israel's enemies. The furious expressions used in this chapter to depict Hashem's vengeance, midah keneged midah, allow us to grasp the ruthless and bloodthirsty manner in which the Chaldean troops crushed the Jews. Thus, at the close of the previous chapter, the verdict was inscribed against Babel, whom Yirmiyahu had called the invader from the north. And there he declared, look, an army is coming from the north, a great nation, and many kings are being stirred up from the ends of the earth. They are armed with bows and spears. They are cruel and without mercy. Sounding like the roaring sea, they ride their horses. They come, men in battle formation, to attack you, daughter Babylon. In lieu of bewailing Bat Zion, Yirmiyahu now gleefully pronounces the fate of Bat Babel, not unlike Tehillim 137, that celebrates the victim's revenge. Oh, daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, blessed is he who repays you what you have done to us. Blessed is he who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Now, in chapter 51, Yirmiyahu comforts the Jews in exile and warns them to flee the tempest that will eradicate the evil empire in verses 5 through 6. Ki lo alman Yisrael ve'Yehuda me'elokav me'Hashem tzvakot. Ki artzam mal'a asham mikdosh Yisrael. Nusu mitoch bavel umaltu ish nafsho. Al tedamu be'avona ki et nekama hi la'Hashem. Gmul hu meshalem la. For Israel and Yehuda have not been forsaken by their God, Hashem of hosts, even if their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Flee from Babylon, run for your lives. Do not be destroyed because of her sins. It is time for Hashem's vengeance. He will repay her what she deserves. The translations of the first line fail to capture the imagery of Lo Alman Yisrael, which is among the most popular idioms culled from Yirmiyahu. It literally means Israel is not widowed. And Radak explains, a widow or widower have lost the beloved spouse forever, but Hashem is alive and imminent. And Rashi stresses, he is with us even in the defiled lands of our dispersion. He will reveal himself to us as he punishes our abductors. Then, in a passage reminiscent of the verses in chapter 25, where Hashem told the prophet, take this cup of the wine of wrath at my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it, Yirmiyahu now mocks the forced drinking and revelry customary in the palaces of Babylonia. Kos zahav bavel biyad Hashem, meshakeret kol haaretz miyena, shatu goyim, al ken yitholelu goyim. Babylon was a gold cup in Hashem's hand. She made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine. Therefore, they have now gone mad. Those forced to imbibe Babylon's wrath and grovel before her will rebel. Abarbanel cautions, the attack from Persia and Media was no natural development. It was Hashem who extended the gold goblet to Nebuchadnezzar, and it is his hand that will force Babylonia now to drink the bitter gall of defeat. Then Yirmiyahu addresses the exiles who became assimilated into Babylonian society in verses 10 and 11. We would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go to our own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the heavens. Hashem has vindicated us. Come, let us tell in Zion what Hashem our God has done. Lest we misinterpret and imagine that the downfall of Babylonia indicates that the exiled Jews were innocent, Abarbanel emphasizes that it was their immorality and sinfulness that led to the banishment and the loss of sovereignty for the Jews. However, they did not deserve the extreme wickedness of the Chaldeans, nor the bridled cruelty that the Chaldeans displayed to the people they conquered and oppressed. The prophet instructs the disaffected Jews and compares the Almighty with the false gods, including those of flesh and blood, that they were forced to worship. He sings of Hashem's wisdom and benevolence. Oseh eretz berkocho, mechin tevel berchochmato, uvitvunato nata shamayim. He makes the earth by his power, establishing the world by his wisdom. And by his understanding, he stretches out the heavens. In contrast, he describes man who worships the work of his own hands and cannot make sense of the forces that shape history. In verses 17 and 18, Niv'ar kol adam midat, hovish kol tzoref mipesel, כי שקר נזכו ולא רוח בם. הבל הימה, מעשה תעתועים, בעת פקודתם יובדו. Every man has become brutish and ignorant. Every goldsmith is disappointed by his artifact. For his molten image is false, and there is no breath in them. They're worthless, a work of delusion. When their time is up, they shall perish. Thereafter, in staccato, Hashem hammers the all-too-mortal empire, using his human cudgels, in verses 20 through 24. Mapetzatali klei milchama, וניפצתי בך גויים והשחתי בך ממלכות, וניפצתי בך סוס ורוחבו, וניפצתי בך רכב ורוחבו, וניפצתי בך איש ואישה, וניפצתי בך זקן ונער, וניפצתי בך בחור ובתולה, וניפצתי בך רועה ועדרו, וניפצתי בך עיקר וצמדו, וניפצתי בך פחות וסגנים. You are my war club, my weapon for battle. With you I shatter nations. With you I destroy kingdoms. With you I shatter horse and rider. With you I shatter chariot and driver. With you I shatter man and woman. With you I shatter old man and youth. With you I shatter the lad and maiden. With you I shatter shepherd and flock. With you I shatter farmer and oxen. With you I shatter governors and officials. The fall of Babylon is compared to an avalanche in the aftermath of a volcano. I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you off the cliffs, and make you a burned out mountain. No rock will be taken from you for a cornerstone, nor any stone for a foundation, for you will be desolate forever. Indeed, after a series of wars extending over hundreds of years, Babylon was subjugated. First to the Persians, led by Cyrus the Great, who allowed the exiles to return to their homelands. 200 years later, it was conquered by Alexander the Great. The city steadily fell into ruins, and in time was buried under sand dunes, as foretold by Yirmiyahu. In verse 37, והייתה בבל לגלים, מאון תנים, שמע ושריקה מאין יושב. Babylon will be a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, an object of horror and scorn, a place where no one lives. This chapter continues with vivid descriptions of desolation and devastation. The ultimate humiliation of Babylonia, her religion and culture. As Yirmiyahu urges diaspora Jews to return to their homeland and their God, in verses 50 and 51. Pleitim mecherev hilchu al ta'amodu, zichu merachok et Hashem, v'Yerushalayim ta'ale al levavchem. You who escaped the sword, leave and do not linger. Remember Hashem from afar and call to mind Jerusalem. And the banished Jews cry out, Boshnu ki shamanu, chelpa ki stag, klima panenu, ki bau zarim al migdeshei bet Hashem. We are disgraced, for we have been insulted. And shame covers our faces because foreigners have entered the sanctuaries of Hashem's house. Yalkut Shimoni clarifies, we are disgraced on the 17th of Tammuz. Shame covers our faces on Tisha B'Av. Foreigners entered the sanctuaries as we mourn the desecration of both first and second temples. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas. Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.